God, I don't know if I can tell you this. You'll think I'm disgusting, I know you will. No, it's not funny. I'm serious. It's bad. It's perverted. And it's about me. Oh, okay, fine. You won't let it go until I say it, will you? But you have to promise, no, swear, you won't look at me different after, okay? So, it's about when I was flat sharing with him. You remember, tall, beard, always neat, always in control, like everything folded, cupboards lined up, shoes polished, that kind of a man. And me, God, I was the opposite. A wreck. I'd leave plates in the sink, clothes on the floor, hair greasy, unwashed half the time. Couldn't be bothered. Didn't take care, I know. I know it drove him mad, but it wasn't just that. It was, I had this thing, this stupid, filthy thing. I liked his stuff. The smell. The warmth. The way his t-shirt clung with his sweat after the gym. I'd nick them. Hoodies, socks, towels, pretend they were mine, hide them in my room, and... Ugh. Yeah. Okay, I'd do more than that with them. I'd press them to my face, breathe deep, rub them against my skin, between my legs, like some freak. Once, I remember, I was curled up on the sofa with one of his socks, holding it close like it was some kind of treasure. Thought I was being sneaky, but he walked in, saw me. He didn't shout. Didn't even look shocked, just stared, jaw tight, and said,
"Do that again, and you'll regret it. If I catch you, I'll deal with you myself."
And me? Well, I laughed. I couldn't help it. A nervous, stupid laugh, like it was a joke, but it really wasn't. His eyes? Yeah, he meant it. And I should have stopped, should have thrown everything back in the wash, pretended I was normal, but I didn't. Couldn't. It was like daring fate. Like I wanted him to catch me, so I kept doing it. Kept taking, kept sniffing, touching, humping into things that weren't mine. And all the while, knowing that if he saw me again, he'd make good on that promise. Okay. So, yeah, the day it happened, I wasn't supposed to be home alone, but he wasn't supposed to be back yet either. I thought I had hours, and I went into his room. Yeah, okay, I know, it was wrong. His space, his bed, but fuck, I couldn't help myself. I opened his laundry basket, took a pair of boxers, worn, maybe yesterday's or the day before's, and I laid down on his bed. My skirt pushed up, my hand down, and those boxers pressed over my face. God, I can still remember how they smelled. Like him. A hint of detergent, but mostly him. His musk, his sweat. God, my chest was heaving, thighs tight, rubbing myself until I was wet, moaning into the fabric like I'd die without it. And then his voice, low, sharp, right behind me.
"What did I tell you?"
I froze. Every muscle My heart just stopped, but I couldn't let go. Couldn't drop them. I turned my head. He was in the doorway, staring. Eyes hard, and I knew I was done for. He stepped inside and closed the door, each step heavy, deliberate.
I told you what would happen, didn't I?
I tried to shake my head, tried to mumble something, but my thighs kept grinding together like my body was betraying me. Then he yanked them right out of my hands, quick, and shoved them between my lips.
There. You want them so bad. Taste them.
I gasped. The cotton filled my mouth and muffled me, and I could taste the sweat, the wash, and I moaned before I could stop myself. He grabbed my wrist, dragged me off the bed, and threw me across his lap. Just like that. No time to think. 1 second standing, the next, sprawled. Skirt shoved up, ass bare, boxers gagging me. And then his hand. Crack. Hard. Sharp sting blooming across my skin, and I yelped into the fabric. I tried to squirm, but he held me down. Another slap, louder, hotter, and another. My body jolting each time, the sound echoing through the room. He leaned down, growled it against my ear.
I warned you, didn't I? Said you wouldn't like it when I caught you again.
I nodded, desperate, tears in my eyes, not from pain, not really, but from everything else. The shame, the heat, the fact that this was exactly what I'd wanted and dreaded at the same time, and his hand kept coming down. My skin burned, my body trembled, and I couldn't stop the moan spilling into the cotton. Filthy, muffled whines. By the time he stopped, I was limp, shaking, dripping. My mouth stretched around his boxers, my ass hot and raw. And I knew. I knew what was next. And then, yeah, that's when he took me. He bent me over the bed, hands flat, chest pressed to his sheets, skirt shoved up. My mouth still stuffed with his boxers, drool already seeping into the fabric, my ass stung, hot, and I was trembling. Not from fear, but from how much I needed more. He stood behind me. Silent for a beat, and then I felt his hand spreading me, exposing me, and I knew he saw it, how wet I was. Too wet. My thighs sticky, my body already begging. He laughed, low, bitter.
For a pair of boxers. You're pathetic.
I whimpered. I couldn't help it. The words burned, but they burned sweet. I moaned into the cotton gag, hips twitching back towards his hand, and then he pushed in. Slow at first, stretching, filling, and I sobbed. The shame of it, the heat of it, the way it felt so right when everything about it was wrong. He leaned over, teeth grazing my ear, voice rough.
Not so cocky now, are you?
And then He slammed the rest of the way. Hard. My body jolted forward. Palms sliding on the sheets, the gag muffling my cry. He set a rhythm. Brutal. No hesitation. Each thrust sharp, driving me down into the mattress. The bed creaked. My breath caught. My drool spread across the cotton.
Look at you.
He snarled.
On my bed, with my boxers in your mouth, dripping, ruined. What would people think, if they saw you like this?
I cried harder. From shame, from pleasure, from both tangled until I couldn't tell them apart and I wanted to hide, bury my face. But he grabbed my hair and yanked my head back.
Open your eyes.
I did. Blurry. Glassy, but I did. Met his stare over my shoulder and I saw myself reflected there. Red-faced. Wrecked. Pathetic. Exactly as he said. He thrust harder. Faster. His hand tight in my hair. The filth poured out of him.
Oh, you don't even wash. You stink. Oh, you steal my clothes. Get yourself off like a bitch in heat. And now look at you. Begging for it.
I moaned. Louder. The shame twisted into something unbearable. Something perfect. My body clenched, heat coiling, and I came. Hard. My thighs shook, my mouth soaked the gag, and I sobbed as wave after wave tore through me. But he didn't stop. He rode it. Fucked me through it. Each thrust sharper, each word meaner. My body gave out, but he held me there. Forced me to take it. I thought I'd break. Thought I'd collapse, and then I felt him. The way his grip tightened. The way his breath hitched. He shoved my face down into the sheets, growling.
Stay down, filthy thing.
And he came. Deep. Hot. Holding me pinned while I shook beneath him. And when he pulled out, I whimpered at the emptiness. I felt it leak down my thighs, proof of everything staining the bed. My body gave way, slumping forward. My cheeks pressed into the damp patch, my mouth finally spitting the ruined boxes onto the floor. I lay there, a wreck. Hair stuck to my skin, arse raw, thighs trembling, too humiliated to look at him, too sated to move. And I thought, this is it. This is what I wanted all along. And then, yeah, then it was over. He pulled out, left me open, leaking, shaking. I collapsed forward, half on the bed, half on the floor, my chest heaving, my mouth empty at last, the boxes fallen, wet and ruined on the carpet. I couldn't move, couldn't even lift my head. My hair was plastered to my face, my ass burned and my thighs slick. I was a mess. And he just stood there. Looking at me, not touching, just shaking his head, like he couldn't believe it.
Look at you,
he said, voice rough and low.
Look at the bloody state of you.
I whimpered. I couldn't answer, didn't dare. He crouched, gripped my chin and made me meet his eyes.
You don't wash, you don't clean. You live like filth and you love it, don't you? Say it.
I tried. My lips moved. Nothing came out but a croak. He shoved my chin away, stood tall again.
Pathetic. Can't even speak. Can't even answer me after begging for it.
I wanted to hide. God, I wanted to sink into the floor, but also, I wanted him to keep going. He didn't. He just paced, breathing hard, then stopped.
I told you, weeks ago, I warned you. If I caught you again, I'd deal with you. And now look, ruined. Exactly what you wanted.
And he was right. God help me, he was right. I shuddered. My thighs rubbed together. Even then, even wrecked raw, I still ached. And he laughed. Bitter, disbelieving.
Unbelievable. You're dripping on my floor and you still want more. Still grinding like a desperate little pervert.
And I whimpered again. Couldn't deny it. He leaned down, close to my ear. His voice dropped. Dark.
You want more? Keep pushing me. You know what'll happen. Every time. I'll spank you. I'll fuck you. I'll leave you ruined until you can't crawl.
My eyes fluttered. And I nodded. Tiny. Barely there, but I nodded. And he stood, stepped back.
You clean this up. Every drop. You make the mess, you deal with it. And don't think that this is over. Not by a long shot.
Then he left. Just left. And me? I stayed there. On the carpet. Sticky. Shaking. Smiling through the shame. Exactly where I'd wanted to be all along. So yeah. That's it. That's what happened. I never told anyone, you're the first, and I know you're probably looking at me different now, like I said you would. But I can't help it. I wanted it. I pushed him to it. And when it happened, oh, it was the filthiest, hottest, most humiliating thing I've ever done. And yet, I did keep pushing him. And he did do it again.